I hate everything and everyone. I take that back. I hate the sunlight hitting my face right now. I hate Dexter. I hate champagne. I hate whoever invented hangovers. I hate the thunderstorm that just woke me up. I probably hate more things, but those are the top three, shit, four things right now. Stupid hangover. What I don't hate is this pillow. Or these sheets. Why do they feel so soft? How have I never realized my sheets are this soft before? And why do they smell like the best cologne I've ever inhaled in my whole life? I slowly open my eyes and quickly realize that I'm not in my apartment. Then I remember. I called Cole last night, and not only am I in his room and sleeping in his bed, but by the looks of the t-shirt that I'm currently swimming in, I somehow ended up in his clothes. What the hell happened last night? Good morning, Trouble, Cole says as I pull the sheets up, trying to hide whatever I can from him. I'm going to need you to take that volume down to, like, a 3, I say, rubbing the sleep away from my eyes. I figured by now you'd be immune to hangovers, Cole says as he takes a seat at the edge of the bed. But I got you water and aspirin just in case. I'm not as young as I once was, I grumble, holding out my hands for the cure, which is what got me in this mess in the first place. Cole lifts an eyebrow.
Dexter wasn't the one who got you in this mess?
I swallow the aspirin and take another pull of the water because damn is my mouth dry. He wasn't exactly part of the solution, but you of all people should have realized last night had Brenna Donald written all over it.
Well, there was no sign of police presence, nor was there a riot started, so I wasn't sure.
I shoot a glare Cole's way. If I had the strength, I'd throw a pillow at you. This only makes him laugh,
and I'm sure it would do damage.
I shift a little, sitting against his headboard. Anyway, I was out with Dexter. It was horrible. I hated every second of it, and I was counting down the minutes until we were done with dinner so I could go home. I can't help but notice that Cole smiles a little bit. I'm glad he finds such pleasure in my bad dating luck. Quit smiling. That only makes it grow bigger.
I'm not.
Cole lays down on the bed, propping his head up with his rather large, rather girthy arm. Don't look at his arms, Brenna. Those are off-limit arms, even though they are sexy as hell.